Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, joined by Matt Brodsky. He is the director of policy for the Jewish Policy Center in Washington, D.C. He edits its highly acclaimed In Focus Quarterly. He is also the author of the chapter of a really extraordinarily important publication entitled The World Almanac of Islamism, produced by the American Foreign Policy Council. And Matt, I want to talk to you about Syria. So figuring out exactly what is happening there, especially the dynamic between the regime and assorted Islamists, is right in the sweet spot, I think, of what you have been focusing on and working on. So give us, if you would, sort of a short course on what has happened in the past 7 or 8 months in Syria and why we should care about what goes on there.
Well, in Syria, aside from the regime killing its own people, they have, over the course of the past decade, have been empowering Salafist Islamists and shipping them over the border to kill coalition forces in Iraq. So in creating this Frankenstein, of course, jihadists are starting to return to Syria because, as it's run by an Alawite regime, they see that as heretical and they're out to get them now.
Okay, explain that to us. An Alawite regime probably doesn't mean much to anybody here, but it means a lot in the world of the Middle East.
It's a 9th century offshoot of Shia Islam, but the Sunnis consider it to be just not legitimate at all whatsoever. That's considered kafir. You know, they're infidels. And it's also considered...
And that's a grounds for jihad against these practitioners. Got it.
I mean, if you were to compare it even to Saddam Hussein being a Sunni, I mean, the difference would be like night and day. Of course, you would go after the Alawi regime first and foremost. And this is always going to happen at some point in Syria. This is what happens when you support those elements, you know, and try to ship them over. At some point, they're going to realize that Jihad Central is going to be in Syria, and this is where they can make their biggest mark right now.
Right. And so we've got a regime that is despotic, repressive. As you say, it's been murdering its own people. It has illegitimacy in terms of the majority of the population there, and certainly the Sunni or Salafists of the Al-Qaeda and other Muslim Brotherhood strains. Have we reached the point now, in your judgment, Matt Brodsky, that we're looking at a full-fledged civil war in Syria?
You can't have 108 people massacred in the manner it was with the UN there, of course, as we saw on Friday, and have it not be a civil war.
Are you clear about who was responsible for that?
Yeah, it would be the regime.
There's no question. Okay.
Yeah.
It talks about militia and this and that, but it's people
it's regime,
operating
the
under
Shabiha,
the auspices of the regime.
The Shabiha, or the gangs of, you know, murderous Alawite thugs that they send in, are also responsible for it. They're all elements of the regime perpetrating these massacres.
Right. Now, Matt Brodsky, in the Times of Israel on the 24th of May, you drill down on some of the arguments that the Assad regime is making, that, in fact, this is the work of foreign terrorists, some of whom I think they ascribe, us responsibility for supporting. Give us your sense of where the truth lies on the presence now in Syria of these folks, that some of whom have been forming a victory front, as it's calling itself. Is this a real independent threat to the regime, and are they in any way responsible for some of this bloodshed?
Here's where the truth is sticky. It's absolutely a new terrorist organization. And if you've been monitoring jihadi websites, you can witness the birth of it since December or January. And it is an indigenous terrorist organization within Syria. The foreign elements, yes, they're starting to come back, but that is not actually the biggest problem right now. Now, what's interesting, though, is the Assad regime uses this terrorist organization and inflates a lot of what they do in different cases in order to make the case that they're just been fighting al-Qaeda elements, which is the same case they've been making since the beginning. So, for instance, the May 10th double suicide bombing. In that case, a YouTube video was posted by Jabhat al-Nusra, the Victory Front, and it was released online. And the terrorist organization came out and said, that's not our video. They didn't say that they didn't do the terrorist attack, but they've been putting everything out on their own website. It's called the White Minaret that they created. And so they have been perpetrating the killing, but then it would seem like the Assad regime also has a interest in just making it seem like everything is happening, according to jihadists, that they're the ones responsible.
And in some cases, at least, you believe that it is the Assad regime itself that is blowing things up or otherwise creating these pretexts for its action.
A long history in from 2004, 2005, 2006, also, where there were different shadowy terrorist organizations operating in Damascus where the regime would manage to foil supposed attacks. And they would always coincide with international pressure falling on the Syrian regime. And they were basically used to just divert attention.
And so, by support from the international community, so-called, for the regime. Listen, we're going to run out of time before we can get to all of the issues that this fascinating vortex represents, Matt Brodsky. But talk to me quickly, if you would, about some of the regional players and the role that they have at the moment in this drama in Syria, including Iran, including Lebanon, including Turkey, and Saudi Arabia.
Well, this is where apparently American foreign policy has been outsourced to right now. It's been outsourced to Russia. There's apparently a plan that the Obama administration would like to convince Vladimir Putin to get Assad to step down. That, of course, will never happen. But so you have Russia sending all sorts of weapons. You have Iran sending weapons, and they have soldiers there who are training. You have Hezbollah. Actually,
these weapons are all in the hands of the regime.
Of the regime.
The Russians
right.
and Iranians are supporting the regime. Okay.
Right. You have Saudi Arabia and Qatar are delivering weapons and private financiers from the Gulf to the Free Syrian Army against the regime. You have Turkey, another place that we're outsourcing our foreign policy also, because we have them essentially looking over the Syrian National Council, which is the exiled governing group that is unified on basically nothing right now. So you have Turkey, Russia, Iran, the main players, and only it would appear Saudi Arabia and Qatar who are financing or helping the Free Syrian Army.
Okay. And the Free Syrian Army is, as I understand it, a relatively secular group. Are they, in your estimation, Matt Brodsky of the Jewish Policy Center, the best hope for the United States of an outcome other than either Assad remaining in power, which is pretty unpalatable, or the Muslim Brotherhood, or perhaps worse, Al-Qaeda, maybe, coming to the fore?
It would have to be the Free Syrian Army that we would help through arming or training, but that's the only path forward for us. The Syrian National Council, again, being the exiled leadership group, which is dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood, they are in disagreement with the Free Syrian Army, who is actually on the ground, and the Free Syrian Army has been calling for outside intervention for months now. And it's only them who, with weapons, are going to be able to defeat, or it's the only chance of defeating, the Assad regime.
And Matt Brodsky, very quickly, are we clear about who is making up the Free Syrian Army? These are defectors from the Syrian army itself. Are they authentically, well, on our side?
It's different in every case. And right now it could just be that they would like American help, I mean, which they've been calling for, so they would appear to be on our side. But I would say that they are mostly secular, but again, you know, Islam plays a large role within Syria, so there are still elements of Islamist, but it's far different than, say, a Jabhat al-Nusra, a terrorist organization, you know, calling for Sharia law.
Right. Well, it's the kind of thing that we turn to folks like you to help us understand. Matt Brodsky of the Jewish Policy Center, where he directs policy. Also, you are the editor of In Focus Quarterly. We look forward to the new edition of World Almanac of Islamism and your chapter on Syria there. A lot, obviously, has been happening, as we've been discussing, that you address, and we look forward to visiting with you further as this drama plays out, and we try to get some clarity as to what it would be in our interest to do. And I suspect that is not what the above administration is doing at the moment. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk with you again soon. Next up, we will be talking with Gordon Chang.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
I was able to lose the 80 pounds I gained due to pregnancy. It was pretty easy. Eat whatever I wanted and not think about it.
The Meta System from Judy Singer has been helping make weight loss easier for a quarter century.
My husband's grandmother used it 20 years ago to lose weight for a wedding and said it was the only way to go.
The Meta System also has an excellent support staff.
They were very supportive. The first time that I ordered the product, they called me and suggested that I order a lower dosage to begin with. They didn't want me to jump the gun right off the bat, and it was nice to know that they actually cared.
And the weight loss is so dramatic, people wonder.
With the Meta System, I've got many questions about how I managed raising a baby and working full-time and lose the weight and eat whatever I wanted.
People who use it recommend it.
I suggested the Meta System to my mother, and she has lost 30 pounds.
Learn more about weight loss with Judy Singer's The Meta System by calling 800-711-JUDY, 800-711-JUDY. The Meta System from Judy Singer, the powerful, all-natural way to lose weight, 800-711-JUDY.